You can read more about Tom DeLay's shadow at Ken Rudin's Political Junkie column. It's about the race to be the new House leader. It's at our website, npr.org.
Also in Congress, a Senate committee is conducting another day of hearings into Hurricane Katrina and how officials reacted to it at all levels. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour and Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco appear before the panel today. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin was there yesterday.
And as if New Orleans didn't already have enough to worry about, two tornadoes touched down in the area earlier today. Winds damaged the roof and knocked out electricity at Louis Armstrong International Airport, and the storms did some repairs made in the 5 months since Katrina struck the region.
Among the industries really hurt by the hurricane, tourism. Gray Line Bus Tours has been guiding visitors through New Orleans for more than 80 years. Last month, the company launched the Hurricane Katrina Bus Tour. It's been popular and controversial. Reporter Eve Tro went along for a ride.
Tour guide Alan Raphael is standing at the front of a bus full of California business people as they motor along Carrollton Avenue. Before Hurricane Katrina hit, Raphael would have pointed out old mansions and parks along the Grand Street, which flooded after the storm. Now he points out new sites.
Water lines very clearly on that building to your left. Any of the lighter colored buildings show the water lines. Great deal. Here we have some FEMA workers in their suits with their masks on, doing mold remediation.
Gray Line Tours employed 65 people before Hurricane Katrina hit. Fewer than a dozen have returned. The remaining staff created the Katrina bus tour to keep the company afloat, but they also saw it as a community service. Gray Line sales manager Jim Fuel.
We wanted to stress to the locals here that people are going to come in your neighborhoods, period. They're going to rent cars, they're going to come by cab, however they're going to do it. This is an easier way to do it, where we can get 24 people on a minibus. It's not so big that it's intrusive. It's a lot more sensitive to do it that way than have people tramp around in someone's front yard taking pictures of them, taking souvenirs.
Not everyone is convinced the tours are good. City officials have banned Gray Line from going into some neighborhoods, like the Lower Ninth Ward. But Fuel says the local response has been warm in areas where the buses are allowed.
First day of our tour, we stop at a place called Russell's Marina Grill. And there were three ladies waiting when the bus pulled up. So I said, well, let's see what this is all about. So the ladies came on. They said, we want to tell our story. And so they got up there and very eloquently in about 15 minutes told the story of them losing their homes and their friends and everything else and welcoming everybody on the bus to their neighborhoods.
Wiley Hughes came from Denison, Texas, near Dallas, to take the bus tour. He says he'll have a lot to tell when he gets home.
Probably enlighten a lot of people that I work with that think the same way I did, that it was just a small, isolated area, and that's not the case. It's really devastation.
Hughes mingles with other tourists as the bus stops at Russell's Marina Bar and Grill. It's an oasis of life amid miles of collapsed buildings. Locals who've come out to see the storm's damage stop here, too.
My name is Patrick Challenger, and I live uptown.
I have mixed feelings about it, but I really do think that as long as people keep coming and keep seeing how much more needs to be done, that it's important to help the recovery.
Gray Line Tour bus driver Mozella Franklin is also a local. She says she doesn't always agree with what the tour guides say.
Some of the stuff that they say that went on in the convention center and Superdome didn't actually happen. But I know folks that were actually in there, and they said it happened. And then I can't say anything, you know, I just have to listen and take, you know, what they are saying.
The tour leaves the marina and heads toward its climax, a levee breach.
I want you guys to look to your left, and when we get right past here, you can see where the cement wall is bent and broken. And that is one of the major breaches right there in the London Avenue Canal.
Jim Fuel says it's natural that people want to see disaster sites.
I mean, you go to Pearl Harbor, people take pictures, Gettysburg, all these areas that meant something to history. And this hurricane is the defining point of the 21st century for New Orleans. And I can see why people want to take pictures. I've taken pictures myself.
Fuel says the Katrina bus tour aims to translate fascination into political action. As the tour wraps up, everyone gets a packet of information. There's a list of charities where they can donate part of their admission fee, a map of the city's flood zones, and a form letter to send to Congress.
Hopefully you'll be able to take that home and explain what went on here to the friends and family that you have at home, and of course write your congressman and tell them that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Raphael also passes around a petition to be sent to the White House and federal appropriations committees. it demands that President Bush fulfill his promises to rebuild New Orleans. Gray Line says at least 80% of those who've taken the tour have signed it. Eve Troeh, NPR News, New Orleans.